So I think it's kedai because we're about to move on to a whole nother topic. The next sugya we're going to learn is the sugya of Birchas Chasanim. So we're really moving along here as far as the next sugya goes. So I think it's just kedai. I think it's just kedai for 1 minute just to speak out a ha'ara as it relates to halacha l'maisa, to some of what we learned here in the first week of Masechtas Ksubas, because these are really dinim that are halacha l'maisa. Sometimes we learn sugyas, we just finished learning Masechtas Yevamos. And Yevamos, we don't do Yibam Bezman Hazeh. We don't marry two wives, Bizman Hazeh. So much of Masechtas Yevamos, like we mentioned, the Akdama was really not Negeya. But today, Psula Nisus is a Milsa D'Shchicha, and we have a whole bunch of halachas that seem to permeate these halachas. I think just Pasha to read the Shulchan Aruch, I think is something that's Kedai. So just this halacha of Psula Nisus Le'Emir Revi is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Evin Ezer, Simen Samech Dalid. It's in Siv Katan Gimel. And the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Yesh oimrim she'ein noisim noshim. Some hold that you don't get married, loy be'erev Shabbos, loy be'echeb Shabbos. Some say, Yesh oimrim that says you shouldn't get married not on Erev Shabbos and not on Echeb Shabbos, on Sunday. Why? Gzeirah shema yavoy lidei chil Shabbos b'tikin hasudah. Because we're afraid, shema yishochit ben oif. And there's a concern that maybe it's going to come lidei chil Shabbos. Meaning, you could have thought, don't get married on Erev Shabbos because of the Vila Rishayna. That's going to be Friday night. But we just said, Mutter Livoil Bisula B'Shabbos. So that's not a problem. But still, there was a Yesh Oimer because of what we saw in yesterday's daf, on the Hamad Aleph, that it could be there's an issue based on the fact that Shem Yishachi Benoif. The Yesh Matirim, there's some that are matter to get married on Erev Shabbos and Be'echad B'Shabbos, V'chein Poshat HaMinig, and the Minig is Lisa Noshim, Be'erev Shabbos. Doesn't say Be'echad B'Shabbos, but the Minig is to get married on Erev Shabbos, and Kiyudua, this was a very stark Minig in Klai Yisrael, and we will Be'ez Hashem post the related raid bite, the famous tshuva from the Ramah, where the Ramah was involved in a situation that began with a chasana that happened on Erev Shabbos and the fascinating takana that was instituted in Krakow as a result of that. So that's going to be a related rabbi. The only time it's mutter to get married on these days, you just always have to make sure that this is going to be 3 days of preparing for the chasana. What's that based on? Shaktu. But we saw that Shaktu is a variable piece, meaning Shaktu is not etched in stone. Shaktu is an idea that you have to be prepared to the chasen, and we'll trust you sometimes that you'll be prepared for the chasen. If you live in a place where bezin doesn't sit only Mondays and Thursdays, then the psula has to get married. So if you're in a place where Bezdin convenes Monday and Thursday, that's going to be the halach. There's a minich hachamim, says the Shulchan Aruch, shanoises ha-be'ula yisa'en b'chamishi. That if somebody marries a be'ula, he should get married on Thursday. Kidei shiyia sameach imo shloisha yom. So he should be besimcha with her 3 days. Chamishi v'shabbos, v'eruv shabbos, v'shabbos, v'yoytze malach, the yom rishon. What is that? That's the other shaktu. And then the Ramah says, v'nagu, the minich is shaloi lisa noshim. Elo betchilas ha-chodesh, ba'oit shalavana b'miluah. There's a minich not to get married soif chaydish. You want to get married while the chaydish is b'milua, while it's filling up. V'ayin yeridea simen kufayin tes. If you take a look in yeridea simen kufayin tes, over there the mechaber says it, and the mechaber says v'ayin noisim nashim elu b'milui halavana. So this whole inyan of soif chaydish and tchilas chaydish, this is actually that's something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So a few things. The mechaber brings the halacha of psul nisus le'emir revi, but the mechaber says what Rav Shmu Bar Yitzchak said on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and that was that the only time it's Negeya, the halacha psul, and this is Le'em Revi, is if Bezdin convenes on Mondays and Thursdays. But if Bezdin doesn't convene on Mondays and Thursdays in that instance, then the halacha is not going to be psul, and this is Le'em Revi. Right? What did Rav Shmu Bar Yitzchak say? That Koydim Takanas Ezra, psul, and this is B'chol Yom. So the Gemara says, Koydim Takanas Ezra, why do we care what happened? Koydim Takanas Ezra, might the hava. So the Gemara said, no, it's Negeya. In the event we're ever going to go back to such a point, that will be the halacha. Now the Gemara had a follow up question. What about Shaktu? I thought you always have to have 3 days. So the Gemara says, the Tarachlei, we trust you. Meaning, we can work with you on Shaktu. If you promise us that the chasana that's going to be Sunday night will be azan sin azan, it's okay. Meaning, Shaktu is something that we're willing to take your word for. So, really, the mechaber is paskining what's a mafurish gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Ksuvos, even though bimei Chazal was such a big deal soon this year, but that was only during the tkufa of Takanas Ezra. But today there's no Takanas Ezra. The times of the Mechaber and the Torah and the Ramah, there was no Takanas Ezra, and therefore they said the halach is psul nis p'chol yoy. As long as we can trust you, we're confident, you promise, you give us our word, you're going to prepare a nice party, so then the halach is psul nis p'chol yoy. There's no halacha that psula is going to be nis p'yom revi. The emes is, there's another thing that we need to address. We learned that psul nis p'yom revi v'neveles b'chamishi. Well, let's just chazer over. Psul nis p'yom revi. Really, the halacha psul nis is medina de chazal, which is not really negei b'sman hazeh. But the psul nis that was negei chazal was really made up of three halachas. It was made up of tainas psulim, it was made up of shaktu, and it was made up of bracha de dogim, right? It's made up of three completely unrelated things, right? Tainas psulim, shaktu, and the bracha of the fish, right? These three ideas is what permeates this halacha. Tainas psulim narrowed down the chasana to be either Sunday or Wednesday. Shaktu said Wednesday. But as it relates to when the Be'ila Rishayna happens, the Gemara's maskana was on Daf Hamad Aleph that the Be'ila Rishayna really could be on Wednesday. The only reason the Be'ila Rishayna has to be on Wednesday night is because of Bracha the Dagim. So the Rishaynim already on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph ask that the Gemara says that Kaidim Takanas Ezra, or in the event that the world would ever go back to being like it was Kaidim Takanas Ezra, the halacha would be Adam Nis Psula Nis Bechol Yoyim. I shocked to the Tarachle. What happened to Bracha the Dagim? Shouldn't we want the Chasana to be Wednesday, or at the very least Wednesday night? Right, Wednesday day is related to Tainas Psulim, Tais was said on that Beza Meral. But at the very least, Wednesday night, because of the Bracha the Dagim. Or if you prefer the Bracha the Adam, right, the Gemara said maybe Bracha the Adam Adifalei, it was a Shaila in the Gemara, so then you should always get married Thursday night. But why is the Chasana not happening? So the Rishonim asked this Kasha, and the Rishonim said that it's Muchach from the Gemara that Bracha the Adam is not enough of a reason for us to be Kaveya Din. As I was before in the Rishonim, stating that the Pesachei Tshuva on this halacha brings a bomba kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is in the Kuntras Achron, here in Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and he asks a bomb kasha. He says, at the end of the day, Chazal did say that there's a maila for a person to get married, for the Bila Rishayna, Al Kopanim, to be on a Wednesday night or on a Thursday night. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Now, it's not Purdan Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, Daf Gimel, because it's before in the Gemara, that if there's no Takanas Ezra, then Psul and Nisus B'chol Yoy. But Epis Hazach it is, for sure. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara discusses the Bracha the Dagen. The Gemara discusses the Bracha the Adam. That means it's not a frivolous thing. It's not a litzonis. It's a real thing. Good, it's not enough to be Kaveya Din. But Epis Hazach it is. It's a freak to Pnei Yeshua. If it's Epis Hazach, why did the Shulchan Aruch not mention it? Because I understand. I partially don't understand. Why did Shulchan Aruch at least give a shout out to this Indian? It's something the Gemara talked a lot about. So if the Gemara talked about it, how come it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch? It says the Pnei Yeshua, you want to know what's bothering me? I'm going to tell you why this is bothering me so much. Because Sai in Ebenezer Simon Samech Dalet, and Sai in Hilchis Oinen Umechashif, literally, in Yeridei Kufay and Tess, the Shulchan Aruch went out of its way to talk about a minig not to get married Soif Chodesh. See, he says, Soif Chodesh. Does that have a Makar anywhere in Chazal? There's no Makar in Chazal. By the way, the Makar to Soif Chodesh comes from the Zoya Chodesh. Not even the Zoya, it's the Zoya Chodesh. That's where it comes from. But it's definitely not mentioned in a Gemara anywhere. It's not a Babli, it's not a Yerushalmi. So the meaning of Soif Chodesh, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, in Evin Ezra, it's brought down as Venago, as Gevein Azam Minik. But if you look in Hilchis Yaredei and Kufay and Taz, Ve'ein Noisim Noshin, Ela B'minu La'alabana, there the Shulchan Aruch brings it as a halacha. So, Freik the Pnei Yeshua, how is it possible that the din of Soif Chodesh was brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but Bracha the Dagim and Bracha the Adam, that's not mentioned? Just read L'shoinei Hazav. U'b'yoysa yesh l'tmaya ala goyis ramazir choyne l'vracha. Shehevi b'simen anal, simen samach dalet. Shenagu shalai lisa isha elu betchilas hachodesh pa'ut shalavana b'milua umi adif haisi mana milsa d'loi niska b'gemara klal mikayme de bracha she braisa de bar kapara ve'in levat la b'yodayim ube'emes yesh li liyashiv divrei ha'poiskim ulekayim en hagam shal yisro b'kama ifanim. It's fine, don't worry, I'm the Pnei Yeshua. I have an eitzah. Elo di mikamakim nirali shekol haroitza lekayim divrei chachamim yesh lo lochesh lechatchila l'taima de bracha. If there's a yid who's roitzel l'kaim derech hachamim, he should be chayish for this. V'yonuchu loy bracha yisal roishay. And the Pnei Yeshua says, I give you a bracha. V'yonuchu loy bracha yisal roishay. U'kemedum alisha kei nagu b'kama kehilois kedoshois v'hu minig vasik. That even b'zman hazeh, there's an Indian of psul, and this is l'yom revi, that the bilu rishayna al kapanim should be on Wednesday night and maybe Thursday night also, as the bracha the dogim, the bracha the adam. And he says, even though it's mavur in the Gemara, that is not enough of a reason to make a takana, and even though it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, but says the Pnei Yeshua, at the end of the day, it's something that Chazal spoke about, and if someone is chayish l'divrei chachamim, he holds that there's no question in the world. He said this is something that he should be chayish for. And this concludes really the first part of Masechtas Ksubis. Next two dafim, we're going to learn the sugyas of Birchas Chasanim, and then Yetz Hashem, Daf Tes, Ha'imre Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Nemo La'Oyster Olav, and we're going to jump knee deep into some of the Geshmak Alam the sugyas here in the first parak of Masechtas Ksubis.